Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8, Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish a contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may normally be found at www.scarsvoip.com, but as you probably well know, we're under maintenance at this time. You have many net controls this evening. My name is Kathleen. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I'm merely opening it up this evening. I am located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 62. It was about a high of 72 today. Very nice day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, come aboard. All right, great. Hearing no emergency traffic, how about any of those birthday stations? Last week, tonight maybe, or next week that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy. All right, no birthday stations either. As I always say, that means we're not getting any older. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. I do want to advise all stations connected that this net is being recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, so all stations participating will be part of that recording. Once again, our program tonight is about AI. And so with that, I'm going to throw it over so you can begin the program this evening. And I believe it's Gordon. Artificial intelligence is what we're going to talk about tonight. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to you, KY6V, so you can begin the program. And thanks for allowing me to begin. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready?
I think so. Thank you, Kathy. And good evening, South Cars and guests. Tonight we'll be discussing and trying to answer the question, can machines and humans work together? That's this AI subject that Kathy just mentioned. The question is deep, it's broad, and it's challenging. So get comfortable, tighten your seatbelt. Let's get started. David, are you ready to hoist the flag? GW8SZL from KY6V.
KY6V from GW8SZL. I can confirm the actual flag is hoisted all the way to the top of the flagpole. This is Dave. I'm located in Newport over here in South Wales in the UK. Just gone midnight our time here. And I can confirm the temperature is a rather chilly 32 degrees Foxtrot. That's 0 degrees Charlie. So be scraping some ice off the car in the morning. Okay, so let's get the program running here. Running? Artificial intelligence? I don't know. Anyway, artificial intelligence, AI, in its broadest sense, is intelligence exhibited by machines, particularly computer systems. It is a field of research in computer science that develops and studies methods and software that enable machines to perceive their environment and use learning and intelligence to take actions that maximizes their chances of achieving defined goals. Now, such machines may be called AIs. Some high-profile applications of AI include advanced web search engines, for example, Google Search, recommendation systems, such as used by YouTube, Amazon, and Netflix. Interacting via human speech, for example, Google Assistant, Siri, and Alexa. Autonomous vehicles, for example, Waymo. Generative and creative tools like ChatGPT and AI Art. And superhuman play and analysis in strategy games like chess and Go. However, many AI applications are not perceived as AI. A lot of cutting-edge AI is filtered into general applications, often without being called AI, because when something becomes useful enough and common enough, it's not labeled AI anymore. The various subfields of AI research are centered around particular goals and the use of particular tools. The traditional goals of AI research include reasoning, knowledge representation, planning, learning, natural language processing, perception, and support for robotics. General intelligence is the ability to complete any task performable by a human on an at least equal level. It is among the field's long-term goals. To reach these goals, AI researchers have adapted and integrated a wide range of techniques, including search and mathematical optimization, formal logic, artificial neural networks, and methods based on statistics, operations research, and economics. AI also draws upon psychology, linguistics, philosophy, neuroscience, and other fields. Artificial intelligence was founded as an academic discipline as long ago as 1956, and the field went through multiple cycles of optimism, followed by periods of disappointment and loss of funding, and that was known as the AI winter. Funding and interest vastly increased after 2012, when deep learning outperformed previous AI techniques. This growth accelerated further after 2017, with the Transformer architecture, and by the early 2020s, hundreds of billions of dollars were being invested in AI, and that was known as the AI boom. The widespread use of AI in the 21st century exposed several unintended consequences and harms in the present, and raised concerns about its risks and long-term effects in the future, prompting discussions about regulatory policies to ensure the safety and benefits of this technology. Now, AI goals, the general problem of simulating or creating intelligence has been broken into sub-problems. These consist of particular traits or capabilities that researchers expect an intelligence system to display. The traits described below have received the most attention and covers the scope of AI research. And the first one is reasoning and problem solving. Early researchers developed algorithms that imitated step-by-step reasoning that humans use when they solve puzzles or make logical deductions. By the late 1980s and 1990s, methods were developed for dealing with uncertain or incomplete information, implying concepts from probability and economics. Now, many of these algorithms are insufficient for solving large reasoning problems because they experience a combinatorial explosion. They become exponentially slower as the problem grows. Even humans rarely use the step-by-step deduction that the early AI research could model. They solve most of their problems using fast, intuitive judgments. Accurate and efficient reasoning is an unsolved problem. Now, knowledge representation. An ontology represents knowledge as a set of concepts within a domain and the relationships between those concepts. Knowledge representation and knowledge engineering allow artificial intelligence programs to answer questions intelligently and make deductions about real-world facts. Formal knowledge representations are used in content-based indexing and retrieval, scene interpretation, clinical decision support, knowledge discovery, That's mining interesting and actionable inferences from large databases and other areas as well. Now, a knowledge base is a body of knowledge represented in a form that can be used by a program. An ontology is the set of objects, relations, concepts, and property used by a particular domain of knowledge. Knowledge bases need to represent things such as objects, properties, categories, and relations between objects, situations, events, states, and time, causes and effects, knowledge about knowledge, what we know about what other people know, default reasoning, which are things that humans assume are true until they are told differently, and will remain true even whenever facts are changing, and the many other aspects and domains of knowledge. Okay, this is GW8SZL, and that was the first section of tonight's program. So I'm going to look for anybody who'd like to check in. Got any questions or comments, or just check in and say hello. This is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima listening.
Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee.
Okay, I got you there, Robert VK2DY. Is there anybody else? VK2DY, it seems like you got the floor there, Robert, from GW8SNL. Go ahead.
Yes, GW8SNL, VK2DY in Northwestern Sydney here, where it is 25 degrees Celsius. Sunny, beautiful, starting to feel like Christmas here with the warmer weather coming in. 78 Foxtrot, I believe, so we'll be in the 80s today, Fahrenheit, and then we will be in the 80s for the rest of, for another week or so, I think. So some real Christmas weather coming here. Anyway, thank you for the presentation. I have a couple. Yeah, okay. I got a phone call and just interrupted. Okay, VK2DY here. Couple of comments. First, that's the problem with using your phone. Anyway, back again. I forgot what my comments were. Oh, yeah, back when I was studying undergrad computer science, they were saying artificial intelligence was 20 years away. I assume it's still 20 years away. It was 20 years away back in the 70s. And the other thing I have is, if something actually became artificially intelligent, would it realize that we would try to destroy it? And would it therefore then try to hide the fact that it was intelligent? VK2DY.
Yeah, VK2DY from GW8SZL. Yes, indeed, yeah, it's troublesome when people ring you on your phone there, hi, and cutting you off all the time. But, you know, that's a very interesting thought. You know, it might be like the HAL 9000 computer. I always like that computer, actually. But who knows, you know, what's going to happen, and how are you going to control it? How are you going to monitor it and you know, prevent it from, you know, forming something like the Skynet in the Terminator films and taking over teachers' jobs and all that kind of stuff as well for the most part. I don't think, you know, an artificial intelligence like robot could take over, you know, PE and stuff like that, physical education, games and stuff. But who knows in the future there, Robert. Okay, do you have anything further from GW8SZL?
GW8SZLVK2DY. No, I think I just better call my wife back because I've hung up on her three times. Okay, 73, VK2DY.
Yeah, okay there, Robert. You don't want to be in the doghouse there. Hi. And thanks for popping in. Okay, my voice is not as good as it normally is because we've got the dreaded lurgy here, but I managed to make it through okay. So there we go. So I'm looking for Chief over there in Rainbow Springs, over there, all the way in the lovely warm Florida. Definitely warmer than it is here for sure. So W4RFJ, the radio frequency junkie. It's all yours there, Chief, and just go straight ahead.
Okay, this is W4RFJ. And I don't know, the temperatures are getting down there. I just checked the thermometer, and we're standing at 52 degrees here near Rainbow Springs, looking to get down into, I believe, the upper, mid to upper 40s. Anyway, let's move along with the program. Among the most difficult problems in knowledge representation are the breadth and common sense knowledge, or the set of atomic facts that the average person knows is enormous, and the sub-symbolic form of most common sense knowledge, which is much of what people know is not represented as facts or statements that they could express verbally. There is also the difficulty of knowledge acquisition, the problem of obtaining knowledge for AI applications. So part of the issue is planning and decision making. An agent is anything that perceives and takes actions in the world. A rational agent has goals or preferences and takes action to make them happen. In automated planning, the agent has a specific goal. In automated decision making, the agent has preferences. There are some situations it would prefer to be in, and some situations it is trying to avoid. The decision making agent assigns a number to each situation called the utility that measures how much the agent prefers it. For each possible action, it can calculate the expected utility, the utility of all possible outcomes of the action, weighted by the probability that the outcome will occur. It can then choose the action with the maximum expected utility. In classical planning, the agent knows exactly what the effect of any action will be. In most real-world problems, however, the agent may not be certain about the situation they are in. It is unknown or unobservable, in other words. It may not know that for certain what will happen after each possible action. In other words, it is not deterministic. Man, all these big college words we're using tonight. It must choose an action by making a probabilistic guess and then reassess the situation to see if the action worked. In some problems, the agent's preferences may be uncertain, especially if there are other agents or humans involved. These can be learned with inverse reinforcement learning, or the agent can seek information to improve its preferences. A Markov decision process has a transition model that describes the probability that a particular action will change the state in a particular way, and a reward function that supplies the utility of each state and the cost of each action. A policy associates a decision with each possible state. The policy could be calculated, in other words, by iteration, by heuristic, or it can be learned. Game theory describes the rational behavior of multiple interacting agents and is used in AI programs that make decisions that involve other agents. Learning. Machine learning is the study of programs that can improve their performance on a given task automatically. It has been a part of AI from the beginning. There are several kinds of machine learning. Unsupervised learning analyzes a stream of data and finds patterns and makes predictions without any other guidance. Supervised learning requires a human to label the input data first and comes in two main varieties. Classification, where the program must learn to predict what category the input belongs in, and regression, where the program must deduce a numeric function based on numeric input. In reinforcement learning, the agent is rewarded for good responses and punished for bad ones. The agent learns to choose responses that are classified as good. Transfer learning is when a knowledge gained from one problem is applied to a new problem. Deep learning is a type of machine learning that runs inputs through biologically inspired artificial neural networks for all these types of learning. Computational learning theory can assess learners by computational complexity, by sample complexity, in other words, how much data is required, or by other notions of optimization. Natural language processing. Natural language processing, NLP, allows programs to read write and communicate in human languages such as English. Specific problems include speech recognition, speech synthesis, machine translation, information extraction, information retrieval, and question answering. Each work based on Noam Chomsky's generative grammar and semantic networks had difficulty with word sense disambiguation unless restricted by small domains called micro-worlds due to the common sense knowledge problem. Margaret Masterman believed that it was meaning and not grammar that was the key to understanding.
Well, you timed out there for a moment, Roger. Are you done?
Alien Life Form, are you with us this evening to pick up your turn?
I'm here, but I didn't know if you were done yet, sir.
Yeah. It says here to ask for check-ins or questions and then turn to the next narrator, and I think you're next after me.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll do that. You just timed out is what happened. Yeah, this is KE5AOF, and I'm going to talk tonight about Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI. While you're thinking about the information just presented to you, allow me to start a discussion on the pros and cons of this system. Existential risk from artificial intelligence refers to the idea that substantial progress in artificial general intelligence could lead to human extinction, or an irreversible global catastrophe. One argument for the importance of this risk reference: how human beings dominate other species because the human brain possesses distinctive capabilities other animals lack. If AI were to surpass human intelligence and become super intelligent, it might become uncontrollable. Just as the fate of the human gorilla depends on human goodwill, the fate of humanity could depend on the actions of future machine super intelligence. The plausibility of an existential catastrophe due to AI is widely debated. It hinges in part on whether AGI or superintelligence are achievable, the speed at which dangerous capabilities and behaviors emerge, and whether practical scenarios for AI takeovers exist. Concerns about superintelligence have been voiced by leading computer scientists and tech, CEOs such as Jeffrey Hinton, Yoshua Bingle, Alan Turing, Elon Musk, and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. In 2022, a survey of AI researchers with a 17% response rate found that the majority believe there is a 10% or greater chance that human inability to control AI will cause an existential catastrophe. In 2023, hundreds of AI experts and other notable figures signed a statement declaring mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority. Alongside other social scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war, following increased concern over AI risks, government leaders such as United Kingdom's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, I hope I'm saying that name right, and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an increased focus on global AI regulation. Let me reset here real quick. Two sources of concern stem from the problems of AI control and alignment. Controlling a super intelligent machine or installing it with human capable values may be difficult. Many researchers believe that a super intelligent machine would likely resist attempts to disable it or change its goals, as that would prevent it from accomplishing its present goals. It would be extremely challenging to align a superintelligent with the full breadth of significant human values and constraints. In contrast, skeptics such as computer scientist Yan Li Kun argue that superintelligent machines will have no desire for self-preservation. A third source of concern is the possibility of a sudden intelligence explosion that catches humanity unprepared in this scenario. An AI more intelligent than its creators would be able to recursively improve itself at an exponentially increasing rate, improving too quickly for its handlers or society at large to control. Empirically, examples like AlphaZero, which taught itself to play Go and quickly surpassed human ability, show that domain specific AI systems can sometimes progress from subhuman to superhuman ability very quickly. Although such machine learning systems do not recursively improve their fundamental architecture. History. One of the earliest authors to express serious concern that highly advanced machines might pose existential risk to humanity was the novelist Samuel Butler, who wrote in his 1863 essay, Darwin, Among the Machines. The upshot is simply a question of time, but that time will come when the machines will hold the real supremacy over the world and its inhabitants is what no person of a truly philosophic mind can for a moment question. In 1951, foundational computer scientist Alan Turing wrote the article Intelligent Machinery, a heretical theory, in which he proposed that artificial intelligence would likely take control of the world as they become more intelligent than human beings. Let us now assume, for the sake of argument, that intelligent machines are a genuine possibility, and looking at the consequences of constructing them, there would be no question of the machines dying, and they would be able to converse with each other to sharpen their wits. At some stage, therefore, we should have to expect the machines to take control in the way that is mentioned in Samuel Butler's Irwell. All right, is there anyone that likes to check in at this time or have any questions before I turn it over?
Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India for checking.
Oh, good evening, KC8FQV, Mark.
VU2MDA from KE5ALF, it's your turn, sir.
KE5ALF, Mr. Grigg, good evening to you. Good evening to one and all there. This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, Sounder from India, returning from South India. Thank you very much, sir, for letting me in for check-in on this scarce digital platform on a calling. Thank you very much once again. Here, Indian Standard Time, nearing 6 a.m., Friday morning, 6 a.m. here in South India. WX here, no rain for the first 1 month. But early morning here, I just started the day with you. Hopefully a wonderful day, sir. Likewise, you are enjoying your evening there in the US or some other Western countries. Hopefully. Yes, I'm in walking mode, sir. I just started my walking season this morning at 5:30 a.m. and it will go another 10 to 15 minutes to complete my walking season. All going good, sir, here. After finishing my first walking session, going to do some breathing exercises like pranayama, bhastriya and shatkriya. Those I have learned from the digital platform on the Art of Living platform from my Guruji, Sri Sri Ravi Sangat Ji from the city of Bangalore in South India. All of you coming here, 59 blasting, sir, thundering like local station in Coimbatore, my native city. All going good here, sir. Once again, thanking you very much. Don't hold you too long. Kind permission, I would like to say my 73 stone and all there. Mic back to net control from Victor Unit 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India, standing by.
VU2, Mike Delta Alpha from KE5ALF. Thank you very much for checking in, sir. You have a great day there in India. Or is it middle of the night for you? No, I think it's morning. Okay, there was another one checked in. I think it was Mark. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, K7Q. Just want to check in. I'll be listening along. Sounds an interesting topic, KSQV. Well, anytime you listen to anything, they're normally interesting topics, no matter where you're listening. So, KSQV. And yes, we do got that white stuff, snow. Yeah, arrived. We don't, well, lightly here, but way up north of us, they're going to have a little bit. but it'll probably be gone by the weekend. Easy come, easy go, KSFK.
Well, thank you for checking in. It's, I'm going to turn this over now to KO4 Uniform Michael Quebec. Are you there, Woody?
Well, good evening, Greg, and everyone else on the net. Yes, I'm here, and thanks for passing along, and thank you for doing your part. This is Woody, KO4 UMQ, up here in Harlan County, Kentucky, where currently it is 32 degrees and snowing. So let me continue on with our discussion about artificial intelligence. Let an ultra-intelligent machine be defined as a machine that can far surpass all the intellectual activities of any man, however clever. Since the design of machines is one of these intellectual activities, an ultra-intelligent machine could design even better machines. There would then be unquestionably be an intelligence explosion, last invention that man need ever make, provided that the machine is docile enough to tell us how to keep it under control. It is curious that this point is made so seldom outside of the science fiction. It is sometimes worthwhile to take science fiction seriously. Scholars such as Marvin Minsky and I.G. Goode himself occasionally express concern that a super intelligence could seize control, but issued no call to action. In 2000, computer scientist and Sun co-founder Bill Joe penned an influential essay entitled "Why the Future Doesn't Need Us," identifying in super intelligent robots as a high-tech danger to human survival alongside nanotechnology and engineered bioplagues. Let me reset. Nick Bostrom published Super Intelligence in 2014, which presented his arguments that super intelligence poses an existential threat. By 2015, public figures such as physicist Stephen Hawking and Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek, computer scientist Stuart J. Russell, and Roman Yampagalski, and entrepreneurs Elon Musk and Bill Gates were expressing concern about the risk of superintelligence. Also in 2015, the Open Letter on Artificial Intelligence highlighted the, quote, great potential of AI, unquote, and encouraged more research on how to make it robust and beneficial. In April 2016, the journal Nature warned machines and robots that outperform humans across the board could self-improve beyond our control, and their interests might not align with ours. In 2020, Brian Christian published The Alignment Problem, which details the history of progress on AI alignment up to that time. In March of 2023, key figures in AI, such as Musk, signed a letter from the Future of Life Institute calling a halt to advance AI training until it could be properly regulated. In May of 2023, the Center of AI Safety released a statement signed by numerous experts in AI safety and AI existential risk, which stated mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other social scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. Let me reset. Artificial general intelligence, AGI, is typically defined as a system that performs at least as well as humans in most or all intellectual tasks. A 2022 survey of AI researchers found that 90% of respondents expected AGI would be achieved in the next 100 years, and half expected the same by 2061. Meanwhile, some researchers dismiss existential risks from AGI as science fiction, based on their high confidence that AGI will not be created anytime soon. Breakthroughs in large language models have led some researchers to reassess their expectations. Notably, Jeffrey Hinton said in 2023 that he recently changed his estimate from 20 to 50 years before we have general purpose AI to 20 years or less. The frontier supercomputer at Oak Ridge National Laboratory turned out to be nearly 8 times faster than expected. Fei Wang, a researcher there, said, "We didn't expect this capability," and he also said, "We're approaching the point where we could actually simulate the human brain." Let me reset. In contrast with AGI, Bostrom defines a superintelligence as any intelligent that greatly exceeds the cognitive performance of humans in virtually all dominions of interest, including scientific creativity, strategic planning, and social skills. He argues that any superintelligent can outmaneuver humans any time its goals conflict with humans. It may also choose to hide its true intent until humanity cannot stop it. Bostrom writes that in order to be safe for humanity, superintelligent must be aligned with human values and morality so that it is fundamentally on our side. Stephen Hawking argued that superintelligence is physically possible because there is no physical law precluding particles from being organized in ways that perform even more advanced computations than the arguments of particles in human brains. That ends my portion, so I'm going to ask for any additional check-ins or any questions at this time before I turn it over to Dave, KB9EWG. If any additional stations like to check in, please call now. All right, not hearing any additional stations. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 and turn this over to Dave, KB9EWG. Everyone have a great evening.
Well, thank you, Woody. Good evening to you and everybody else on South Cars. KB9EWG, Echo 2289 is my South Cars number. Currently it's 43 degrees with a dusting of snow today. And I'm picking up the caboose this evening, so... continuing on with my portion here. When artificial superintelligence, ASI, may be achieved, if ever is necessarily less certain than predictions for AGI in 2023, OpenAI leaders said that not only AGI, but superintelligence may be achieved in less than 10 years. Comparison with humans. Bostrom argues that AI has many advantages over a human brain. Speed of computation. Biological neurons operate at maximum frequency of around 200 hertz compared to potentially multiple gigahertz for computers. Internal computation speed. Axons transmit signals up to 128 milliseconds, while computers transmit signals at the speed of electricity or optically at the speed of light. Social scalability. Human intelligence is limited by the size and structure of the brain, by the efficiency of social communication. While AI may be able to scale simply by adding more hardware. Memory notability. Working memory, because in humans it's limited to a few chunks of information at a time. Where reliability. Transistors are more reliable than biological neurons, enabling higher precision and requires less redundancy. Duplicability. Unlike human brains, AI software and models can easily be copied. Let me recite here. Okay, continuing on. Editability. The parameters in an internal working of an AI model can be easily modified. Unlike connections in the human brain. Memory sharing and learning AI may be able to learn from the experiences of other AIs in the matter of more efficient than human learning. Intelligence explosion. According to Bostrom, an AI that has an expert level facility at certain key software engineering tasks could become super intelligent due to its capability to recursively improve its own algorithms, even if it is initially limited in other domains not directly relevant to engineering. This suggests that intelligence explosions may someday catch humanity unprepared. The economist Robin Hanson has said that to launch an intelligence explosion, an AI must become vastly better at software innovation than the rest of the world combined, which he finds implausible. Resetting here. Continuing on. In a fast takeoff scenario, the transition from AGI to superintelligence could take days or months in a slow takeoff. It could take years or decades, leaving more time for society to prepare. Alien minds, superintelligence, are sometimes called alien minds, referring to the idea that their way of thinking motivations could be vastly different from ours. This is generally considered as a source of risk, making it more difficult to anticipate what superintelligence may not particularly value humans by default. To avoid anthropomorphism, superintelligence is sometimes viewed as a powerful optimizer that takes the best decisions and achieves its goals. The fields of mechanistic interoperability aims to better understand the inner workings of all models, potentially allowing us one day to detect signs of deception, misalignment. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the program for this evening. Do we have any further check-ins, comments, or anything else for the net this evening? Please call Net Control, KV90WG. Okay, with that in mind, thank you everybody for participation. I want to thank all the participants for their great job presenting this evening. It's been fun. This is KV9EWG saying 7-3, closing this DYP session. This net is now closed and the server returned to normal amateur use. This is KV9EWG, the net is now clear.